I am loving.
I am fabulous.
I am beautiful.
I am saved.
I am a victor.
I am faithful.
I am devout.
I am accepted.
I am a Christian. I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
I am MCC.
I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
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 Our contemporary reading is still taken from the book Braving the Wilderness by Dr. Brené Brown. We are reading portions from pages 37, 38, and 39. You don't wander into the wilderness unprepared. Standing alone in a hypercritical environment or standing together in the midst of difference requires one tool above all others: trust. To brave the wilderness and become the wilderness, we must learn how to trust ourselves and trust others. Seven elements of trust emerged from the data as useful in both trusting others and trusting ourselves. I used the acronym BRAVING for the elements. I love using BRAVING as a wilderness checklist because it reminds me that trusting myself or other people is a vulnerable and courageous process. I can't imagine anything more important in the wilderness than self-trust. Fear will lead us astray, and arrogance is even more dangerous. Our scripture reading is taken from the book of Acts of the Apostles, verses 42 to 47. We are reading from the NRSV translation. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Awe came upon everyone because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all, as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. Listen to what the Holy Spirit is telling us today. May the words we receive inspire us, comfort us, and challenge us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So welcome everyone and happy Pride. It's the second Sunday of Pride. Sinong kasama natin sa live streaming? Si Stan, si Isaiah, all the way from Baguio, si JT, from Italy, Giacomo. So we continue with our preaching series, Pride preaching series on braving the wilderness. Again, today is June 12th. Araw ng Kalayaan, Philippine Independence Day. Tanong ko kanina, malaya ka ba talaga Pilipinas? A worthy question to ask ourselves, are we really free? And what do we mean by the word freedom? And today is also Trinity Sunday in the high churches. Sa Catholic Church, Episcopal Church, Anglican Church, it is piyesta ng Santissima Trinidad. And once a year, pag-worship ng ganitong Sunday, we make the sign of the cross. Konting review. Last two Sundays, ang chika natin sa Braving the Wilderness by Dr. Brené Brown? Ano ang naalala nyo? Self-belonging or belonging to yourself. Anong tungkol sa self-belonging? And to those who are in the live stream, you can chat and someone will tell me your response. Ano ang maalala nyo sa two Sundays natin? Only in bringing our most authentic self that That we fully belong to ourselves and with others. Ano pa? Ano pang chika? Meron ba sa chat? Nung first Sunday was about trust. Pagtitiwala, trusting one's self as the main ingredient for belonging. Last week, meron na ba? Meron na ba sa chat? Meron na? Wala pa. Okay. From last week, belonging, sabi ko, hindi nyo malala. Ano yung pinaka-importante last week? Makalimutan nyo na lahat ng mahabang sermon. Ano yung one single thing na should be striking from that lesson last week? Reflection. Belonging is belonging is ano daw ang hindi belonging? Fitting in. Belonging is not fitting in or seeking approval. Kaya, babalik dun sa sinabi ni Josh na belonging is bringing your authentic self. Ang pinakatotoo mong sarili ay binibitbit mo, dinadala mo, ino-offer mo. Yun ang tunay na belonging. Hindi ka talaga belong kapag tinatry mong mag-fit in. And then, belonging also means not fitting in, but rather, do you share the values? Kung kayo ay, kung mag-jowa, di ba, ewan ko sa inyo na, sa kami ni Lawrence, ang chikahan namin, may mga chika kaming, baka hindi na natin gusto yung pareho, baka hindi na natin parehong gusto yung mga parehong bagay, mga ganyan, di ba? So, belonging also means, hindi naman agreeing on all things, but you know, having certain shared values. Shared values. Meron ba nag-ano chika sa chat? Wala pa? Okay. So for this Sunday, the question is still, how do you belong? Paano ba talaga ang belonging? Kasi yung last two Sundays, there were principles that were mentioned, most of which are motherhood statements. Ano ba talaga ang specific at practical na paraan ng belonging? Or other principles, more concrete principles and ways of belonging. So yan ang pag-uusapan natin ngayon, which I'm more of presenting what the book says and then contextualizing it sa sitwasyon natin dito sa Pilipinas. So, may sinasabi si Dr. Brené Brown na 7 elements or 7 ways or 7 principles. At ginamit niya yung acronym na BRAVING. Kaya ngayon yung title ng kanyang book, Braving the Wilderness. So, BRAVING, braving. So, itong sermon today, 2 parts to. Today is the first part. Pag-usapan natin dito yung unang tatlo. Si B, R, saka si A. Bra. Pag-usapan natin ang bra today. No? Ano bang cup size nyo? Ayan ang pag-usapan natin. And then next week yung remaining 4. Yung Ving. Saka natin pag-usapan si Ving next week. Ving. Ang bato, Ving. So, belonging is both an individual effort and a group effort. Belonging is correlated with how a group or community organizes itself as individuals who agree to be together. And who agree, nag-a-agree tayo to accept new people into the group. And new people agreeing to be part of the group. Yan yung belonging. Yung belonging ay agreement ng mga tao to be together. And then an agreement na magpapasok ng bagong mga tao. And then agreement, pag-agree ng mga bagong tao na maging part ng group. So that is belonging. In a more personal way, belonging naman is an agreement between people in relationship. We agree to be with and for each other. And this has been, tulad ng sabi ko din last week, has been a human struggle or challenge across cultures and races and historical times. It has been a struggle for the early Christian communities 2,000 years ago, as it continues to be a struggle today, even for MCC. Our scripture reading today, yung binasa ni Ralph sa Book of Acts, is one of my favorite na passages sa Bible. Acts chapter 2, verse 43 or 42 to 47. And has a similar passage in Book of Acts, chapter 4. It describes what a good Christian community is like. It describes the early Christian community and how a Christian community should be. So sabi doon sa binasa kanina, everyone was together, lahat sila magkakasama. And everyone contributed according to both the need of each of the individual na member ng community nila and contributed to the needs of the entire community. Now, they prayed and learned together, served one another, and people continue to join their community. New people continue to join their community. And in the hindi binasa kanina, but in the succeeding, mga sumunod na mga verses, passages, they also continue to have some conflicts and struggles along the way. No? Sabi ko last week, unang theological conflict or disagreement was ang gusto bang sumali sa Christian, maging Christian at sumali sa Christian community, kailangan niya bang maging Jewish muna? At yung mga lalaking hentil or pagan, kailangan ba nila magpatuli muna? So yun yung unang ko. Pero meron pang mas naunang controversy na hindi naman theological, mas organizational, na may kinalaman sa race or even religious background. Kasi sabi dito, they shared everything in common. They lived in common as a community. Kumakain silang sabay-sabay, etc. Ganyan. And doon sa binasa kanina, ang sunod na passage doon, so they had everything in common, ideal community. Sumunod na, may mga nagre-reklamong mga hintil, Gentile Christians dahil napag-iiwanan sila sa distribution ng food. So, ibig sabihin, inuuna yung mga Hudyo, hinuhuli yung mga Hentil. No? At pag nahuhuli din sa kainan, ibig sabihin, nakukulangan din, di ba? So, may racist ano sa table sa pagpapakain. So, they resolved that, no? By appointing 7 deacons. At dito, unang lumabas yung salitang deacon. Or ministers who will facilitate and handle the distribution of goods. So nasettle nila yung ano niyan, ano to, discrimination sa early church. And then later on yung theological conflict concerning circumcision. Na diniscuss at niresolba sa tinatawag at kinikilala as the first ecumenical council of Jerusalem. There are ways to practice belonging both as an individual and as a community. There are ways and principles that help us to relate to each other compassionately and kindly. And those same principles or practices are also the ones that help us walk Ang sinasabi ni Brené Brown, walk into difficult moments and conflicts with each other. Similarly to all communities and the early Christian community. In our reading, Dr. Brown says, and I quote, you don't wander, hindi ka basta umaalis at pumupunta sa wilderness. You don't wander into the wilderness unprepared. Standing alone in a hypercritical environment, isang dangerous na lugar, or standing together with others in the midst of differences or difference, requires one tool above all others. Trust. Pagtitiwala. At yun yung sinabi natin nung first Sunday. To brave the wilderness and become the wilderness, we must learn how to trust ourselves and trust others. End of quote. Learning to trust ourselves and learning to trust others. But how do we practice trust? How do we build trust? How do we create trust among different people, lalo na sa mga LGBT nagdidivahan? And so, Dr. Brené Brown gives us the 7 elements or principles of practice. At sabi ko nga, 3 ang i-discuss ko today. 3. Kasi mahaba na siya. So, gusto ko sanang i-emphasize yung today, yung 3 today. Kaya hindi kakayaning maisama yung natitirang 4. So, dun sa libro niya, sabi ni Dr. Brené Brown, at yung libro niya based yan sa years of research and interviews of thousands and thousands of people. No? Although mostly Americans. No? So, research yan. Research-based to, ha? Thousands and thousands of interviews na gather sila ng data about human relationship, human connection, human communities, belonging, vulnerability. Yan, yung mga ano ni Dr. Brown. So, dun sa data niya, may 7 elements or 7 ways of belonging which builds trust and nurtures trust. Pagtitiwala. So, again, yung 3 lang ang ating i-discuss today, yung 4 next week. Number 1, letter B sa braving. Acronym niya, braving. Letter B, boundaries. Boundaries. Dr. Brown says about boundaries, and I quote, you respect my boundaries. When you're not clear of what's okay or not okay, you ask. And you're willing to say no. Yun yung sabi ni Dr. Brown, Brené Brown, about boundaries. Pagre-respeto ng boundaries ng bawat isa. At kung sakaling hindi malinaw yung boundaries, magtanong. Magtanong. At kung hindi okay para sa iyo yung boundary, you can step away. You can say no. Now, ano ba ang boundaries? Ano ba ang boundaries? Boundaries are related to autonomy. Autonomy as personal or group freedom. Also as personal or group space. Boundary means I do not step on your freedom and space. You do not step on mine. You do not harm me. I do not harm you. You and I do not harm us. Kasi meron ding ano eh, hindi mo nga ako hina-harm, hindi nga kita hina-harm, pero indirectly, we are harming us, the relationship or the community. No? So, yun yung boundaries. Trust is practiced and built when we know how to honor and respect the boundaries of one another and of the communities or relationships we are part of. When we respect the boundaries of our relationships, no? Friends, family members, lovers, co-workers. No? Ano ba ang mga relationships na meron kayo? Are you aware of the boundaries of those relationships or the boundaries of your kung sino man yung karelasyon nyo? o hindi? Boundaries are what are okay and not okay for a person or a group. We truly belong to ourselves when we stand up and uphold our personal boundaries and do not allow abuse for ourselves. You truly belong. Tunay kang pinagmamay-arian mo ang iyong sarili kung alam mo ang boundaries mo and you stand up and uphold your personal boundaries. We belong with others. We belong with others when we are able to respect and honor each other's boundaries. And importantly, when we talk about our shared boundaries. Ang daming problema ng mga relasyon, mga organisasyon at mga communities dahil una, hindi nila alam yung kanilang boundaries, walang shared boundaries, or kung meron man, hindi pinag-uusapan. So, ang daming assumptions. And that is certainly true dito sa MCC. For the longest time, since the founding of Open Table, nung siya ay MCC Quezon City pa, nung 2006, up until 2019, Open Table MCC did not have any clear community guidelines. Wala. We kept on saying, since 2006, 2013, 2015, 2016, we kept on saying safe space without any document that clearly explains and defines what safe space means. Wala na bang baterya? Okay pa. So wala tayong dokumentong nagde-define nung safe space and how to sustain it. Ang ating existing na code of ethics as a community was brought about by all sorts ang kawalan natin ng code of ethics as a community brought about all sorts of behavioral problems in the community. Noon. Mula noon. Yung mga may umaate na mag-jowa, tapos mag-jowa sila. 2013 ba to? 2014. Nag-send ng mga inappropriate texts yung isa ding umaaten ng church. Diba? Followed by, ano ba yung isa pang nangyari nun? Uuwi na, galing worship, uuwi na. O sabay ka na sa akin. Ta-taxi ako. Sa loob ng taxi, may paghawak sa hita nung in-invite. And that was hindi naman siya sobrang naging problema, but certainly naging problema yung kasong yun. Finally, I wrote 2 documents on code of ethics, which was later reviewed and approved naman ng board. So ngayon, at this point in my life, na-appreciate ko na ang importansya ng mga tinatawag na codes of conduct. Wala naman kasing pumapansin yan. Aminin nyo, sa mga trabaho nyo, sa mga kumpanya, binabasa nyo ba ang employee's handbook? Yung may termination portion lang. No? Binabasa nyo ba ang code of conduct, professional code of conduct? Iba wala. Walang pumapansin yan sa mga iba't ibang organisasyon at mga institusyon. At may mga organisasyon at institusyon walang code of conduct. Tulad nga ng MCC for ng Open Table for the longest time. Kailan lang nagkaroon. Pero importante pala siya. Importanteng nakasulat ng malinaw ano ang harmful at hindi harmful sa isang space. Lalong-lalo na sa isang queer space tulad ng MCC. Now, we cannot assume or expect that we know the boundaries of individual persons or of group spaces. Kaya sabi rin ni Dr. Brown, ask. magtanong. If hindi mo alam or pag hindi malinaw sa iyo, magtanong, ano ba ang okay at hindi okay? Huwag maghihiyang magtanong, sabi nga ng isang commercial. In the reverse side naman, sa kabaliktara naman yan, welcome, i-welcome mo pag may nagtatanong sa'yo ng iyong personal boundaries or if you are a member of a certain community, company, or organization, welcome. I-welcome mo, tanggapin mo yung pagtatanong nila tungkol sa organisasyon nyo, especially sa code of conduct. There are certain boundaries that we can talk about and negotiate. And there are boundaries that are non-negotiable. Pero ang importante, pinag-uusapan. And certainly the early Christian church struggled and had extensive conversations about individual and community boundaries. A large portion of the letters of Paul, he had 7 letters, authentic na sinulat niya, and then 3 letters na hindi mapag-agrihan ng mga scholars kung siya ba talaga nagsulat o hindi. So, sabi mo ng 9 yon. And in those 9 letters, a huge part of it is not just theology, but a huge part of it is about defining and explaining what were acceptable and not acceptable behavior within the churches he established and within the context of their time, which was under Roman oppression. During our Lenten reflection series, I also mentioned about boundaries where our values, yung values mo, also serve not only on how to live your life, but also your values as your boundaries. Kasi yung values mo, hindi lang siya yung halimbawa, value of integrity. Hindi lang siya integrity, hindi ka lang nagva-value ng integrity kasi yung isinasabuhay mo. But integrity is also your boundary. What is not okay for you? Integrity as something that is important in how others relate to you and how you relate with others. Your values. Boundaries are important in belonging and inclusion. They do not only protect us, but also determines how to continually belong, how to continue being in relationship with. Belonging requires boundaries because if there are no boundaries, how do you even know where you belong? Or if you belong at all? Masasabi mo bang nasa loob ka ng isang bahay or building kung wala naman palang mga pader at dingding? So boundaries sets the parameters of our belonging. Number 2, braving. B, boundaries. R, reliability. So Dr. Brown says about reliability, and I quote, "You do what you say you'll do. This means staying aware of your competencies and limitations so that you do not compromise and are able to deliver commitments and balance priorities." Susunod ko na kagad yung pangatlo, accountability. So, braving, di ba? B-R-A, accountability. At ang sabi niya sa accountability ay ganito, "You own your mistakes. Apologize and make amends." Magkadugtong yan, tingin ko, si reliability at si accountability ay magkasama. Palagi. But let me talk about reliability first. Boundaries might be the first element in the acronym BRAVING of Dr. Brené Brown. But I think in any relationship and any community or organization, the first two important principles of practice would be reliability and accountability. Ano ba ang reliability? Ano ba? Ano ba ang reliability sa Tagalog? Maaasahan. So reliability, maaasahan ka ba? Andyan ka ba? Ha? You show up. And the first thing about reliability is, yung sabi ni Josh, you show up, ano yun? Presence. Presence. Present, kasi kung hindi ka present, how can you even be reliable? Present ka ba? Are you here? Because if you are not here, if you are not present, if you are not participating, how can you say that you belong? How can you say that you are in a relationship? Sa isang magjowa o magkaibigan, ang unang bagay talaga is present ka ba? At maasahan. Gusto mo ba ng jowang palaging wala? Halos hindi mo makita, makausap o makasama. Minsan mo na nga lang aasahan, hindi mo pa maasahan. Gusto mo ba ng jowang ganon? Ng partner na ganon? Lalo na kung partner for life na? Or baka naman kasi imaginary jowa na lang yan. Ikaw na lang pala yung nakakaalam na mag-jowa kayo. Siya pala sumakabilang jowa na. Diba? Baka imaginary na lang pala yan. Have you experienced a jowa or a friend like that? Have you been that kind of jowa or friend in the past? You know, today is also, as mentioned kanina, today is also Trinity Sunday. The essence of God is love. Love means belonging and relationship. In the doctrine of the Trinity, God is both singular and a community of individuals. God is God as love is community, belonging, and presence. There is no such thing as love or belonging that has no presence. Kaya nga, ulit-ulit pa, ulit-ulit sa Bible, I am with you. At karugtong yun ng, bago sabihin ng I am with you, ano yung usually sinasabi? Una, do not be afraid, for I am with you. And that is said 365 times in the Bible, for every single day of the year. I am with you. At nung si Kristo, si Jesus, no, tapos na ang Easter season, at sa kwento ng istorya ni Jesus, at least in Luke and in Matthew, no, sumalangit si Jesus. At anong sabi niya? At least sa Matthew, I am with you always until the end of the age. There is no such thing as love or belonging that has no presence. The Bible repeatedly says, I am with you. This is the nature of God. But the sad reality is that some people, ang nakakalungkot at minsan nakakainis, some people expect to belong even if they decided not to belong. No, may mga taong gusto lang benefits of a good relationship. When they need it, when they need those things, but does not want responsibility for the relationship. I will tell you a story, isang anecdote. So, fiction to na nilagay ko sa setting ng seminaryo. Okay, so fiction siya, pero nilagay ko sa setting ng seminaryo. So, even though fiction siya, may katotohanan siya mula sa tunay na realidad ng buhay. At I'm sure na-meet nyo na tong karakter na ito. So, nung nasa seminaryo pa ako, meron kaming isang kaklase na bida-bida. No? Pero bida-bida lang siya kapag pabor sa kanya at pag nasa kanya ang spotlight. Most of the time, hindi naman talaga siya maaasahan at mostly missing in action sa mga ganap sa seminaryo. One time, meron kaming international conference na pupuntahan, nadadaluhan. Isa lang dapat ang magre-represent. Pero si lola nyo, ipinaglabang ko ng bongga na sana may isa pang isama for proper representation ng seminaryo. Pumayag yung mga organizers. Tapos, sa klase namin, nagbunutan. At minalas-malas, siya ang napili, si Bida-Bida. No? Months before the flight, ilang beses kong tinanong kung sure na ba siya nasasama. Kasi kung hindi, kung may iba siyang mas importanteng ano, pwede namang magbunutan ulit para iba ang sumama. So, paulit-ulit, sure ka na ba, wala ka ibang lakad. Tapos one time, tinanong ko pa talaga, gusto mo bang magpalit na lang sa iba nating kaklase? In case na maimportante kang ganap with family or sa kanyang local church. Hindi, sasama daw siya. Paulit-ulit, sasama daw siya. Sure daw siya. Then a few weeks before the conference, hiningi ko na yung copy ng passport. Kasi yun yung pagbabasihan ng pangalan na i-ano sa ticket. So yung passport, ibubook na yung flight. Pinaalalahanan ko na once na masubmit yung passport copy, ibubook na yung flight at wala nang bawian. Sasama ka na talaga dapat. Hindi na pwede i-cancel. Oo daw, sasama siya. So binigay yung copy ng passport. Sinend ko sa mga organizers. And then 2 days after mabook yung flight. So, sinend ko doon, kinonfirm na sa akin ng organizers na nabook na yung flight, nabayaran na, ito na yung ticket. 2 days after. At nung i-forward ko na sa kanya yung plane tickets, biglang message sa akin, nung nandun ako sa Diliman, attending a Lumad Manilakbayan. Nasa Diliman ako, andyan yung Manilakbayan, yung mga Lumad. Nag-text, hindi na ako makakasama. May importanteng gawain sa church namin. I am under review. Nire-review ang aking pagpapastor. Nagka-cancel siya na para bang sa kabilang kanto lang yung event. Na para bang yung pamasahe ay 100 pesos lang. Diyos ko, yung dugo ko sa kuko sa paa, umakyat sa split ends ko nung may buhok pa ako. Umakyat talaga. Lalo pang nakakagalit kasi nagsabi siyang babayaran na lang daw niya yung ticket sa organizers. Nag-offer siya, babayaran niya yung ticket sa organizers. At kahit kaya niyang bayaran yon, nakakainis pa rin on the fact na walang hinuha sa kahihiyan. Hindi niya ma-imagine yung kahihiyan na magka-cancel ka. Wala sa wish niya na nakakahiyang mag-cancel after ipaglaban at i-request na may isa pang slot for that conference. Secondly, the arrogance to say na babayaran niya na lang yung airline ticket na para bang pamasahe lang sa UV Express. And so after telling him the gravity and implication ng kanyang pag-cancel, I told him na, sige, bayaran mo na lang. Kung ganun talaga. $450 US dollars yung ticket per person. Oh, the ending, sumama rin naman siya. But not because naisip niya na hassle or nakakahiya yung kanyang gagawin pag-cancel, but rather, wala naman kasi siyang pambayad ng $450. At hindi lang yan. Sa seminaryo, nung senior year ko, ako ang na-assign na mag-ayos ng schedule ng mga magsisermon, preaching. Kasi meron kaming Tuesday and Thursday service. No? Worship service sa umaga. So, ako yung mag-a-assign ng mga schedule, sa ayusin yung schedule. So, nagawa ko na yung, pati yung ano, mga i-assign sa iba pang parts ng worship. So, naayos ko na. Si ate mo, nagpapa-cancel na naman sa kanyang schedule nung June. ng June preaching, sa naka-schedule ng June preaching. Siyempre, ayoko nang ma-stress. Okay, sige, hindi ka pwede. Okay, bibigay ko na lang sa iba at may ibang sumalo. Tapos, so, hindi ako na-stress doon. Ayaw mo eh, okay. Pagdating ng November, I don't know, it was November or December, nilapitan ako ni ate mo after ng isang service at nagtatanong, bakit daw hindi siya binigyan ng opportunity to lead worship or mag-preach? Diyos ko talaga, si Miss Minchin, in a very pastoral way na may upod ng pagpipigil, hindi ba't may schedule ka nung June? And just a few days of your schedule, you decided to cancel your schedule. Kasi may iba kang mas importanteng gawain. Ba, nag-cancel ka? Dito naman sa MCC. Dito sa MCC, may mga ganyang ganap din. But I want to chika yung ano. At ito nangyayari naman to sa lahat ng simbahan. This happens to all churches. Lahat ng simbahan. Hindi ito unique sa MCC. For whatever reason, people stay, people go to church, and then some people leave church, umaalis. Karanasan yan ng lahat. So may mga nagdi-decide na umaten, may nagdi-decide na alis na sila. At alam natin yan, nangyari yan dito sa MCC. At patuloy na mangyayari yan 10 years, 15 years, 20 years from now. Aalis. For whatever reason, whether the reason is valid or not valid, aalis. Hindi na magpaparamdam, hindi na magpapakita, dead man na. No? And some left kahit nung panahon ni panahon pa lang ni Pastor Kakay, kaya nga tayo in continues to be in a state of transition as early as late 2015, people have stopped coming to MCCQC. No? At si Pastor Akakay pa noon. And then others, nung ako naman na yung pastor, others left. Hindi na bumalik. And we recognize at admit na hindi naman perfect ang MCC. Or ako, or si Kakay, or si Jack, o kahit sino sa mga naging leaders. None of us are perfect. And so, baka ilan sa kanila ay may valid reason naman kung bakit umalis. May valid reason. Keri lang, hindi ako na-stress dyan. Kasi, again, church is simply voluntary. Walang pinapasweldo dito, maliban sa pastor. Everyone else, I volunteer. You come here, you volunteer, you give as you decide. Hindi ako na-stress dyan. Hindi ako na-stress dyan. Or at least siguro na nakapunta na ako sa point na hindi na ako na-stress sa ganyan. At hindi siya nagmamatter. Hindi namin yan pinag-uusapan sa board. Then after many years na hindi nagparamdam, hindi nagpakita sa MCC, bigla na lang makakarating sa akin. Makakarating sa akin. Meron daw isang nagtatampo na dating member. At ang chika sa akin, Pastor, hindi niyo ako binati ng birthday ko. Nakalimutan niyo pong birthday ko. Pero hindi daw yun yung mas masakit. Kasi may message ako personal. Pastor, nung na-hospital ako, wala man lang tumulong. Sabi sa akin. And siyempre, pastorally, nag-sympathize ako. Sorry kung ganun yung nangyari. But I was still trying to figure out what it all meant. But at the back of the Miss Minchin persona in the back of my mind, later on, nung naproseso ko na siya, bakla, nagpakalayo-layo ka, hindi ka na nagparamdam. in-unfriend mo pa ako at Blinak. Tapos, kasalanan ko. Nagtatampo ka sa akin, sa amin. No? And I admit, kung doon sa sitwasyon na yon siya yung nag-unfriend sa inyong Black. I admit, ina-admit ko, inaamin ko, and I tell the world, nag-a-unfriend ako. Namba-block ako. No? But I only do that, hindi dahil galit ako sa, with anyone. I do that, pag halimbawa, 3 years na, wala kaming chika. Eh, naglilinis ako ng Facebook, mga sinong i-unfriend ko. So, pino-formalize ko lang yung kung ano na yung sitwasyon. Hindi na tayo nag-uusap. Hindi ka na nagpapakita sa MCC. Wala na tayong interaction. O di mag- you know, yan, friend ko. Hindi dahil galit ako, hindi dahil kung ano man ang gusto nyong imaginein, but it's just that we no longer have relationship or we no longer belong to each other. It has no other meaning other than that. So, if that is the case, unfriend. So, whether siya nag-unfriend o ako nag-unfriend, kasalanan ko. If you are not here and if you are not reliable, you made a choice not to be part of the community or the relationship. You made a choice not to belong. And that has, at may kasama yung mga bagay when you choose to no longer be here. Bakit daw, may isa pang nagtanong sa akin. Buong community daw, nalungkot kay Mike nung nawala si Mike. Bakit daw yung isang MCC from how many years ago na hindi man lang daw nabigyan ng pansin. Meron ka bang tito na, o tito o tita na matagal nyo nang hindi kausap? Tapos nung nategi, dapat kayong umiyak na parang nanay mo yung nawala. Ganon din yun eh. Diba? Or ex mo. 5 years na kayong walang ugnayan ng ex mo. Tapos nagagalit yung ex mo na ano, parang wala daw kayong pinagsamahan. Belonging means active relationship and connection. Hindi pwedeng belong lang sa saya, pero absent sa hirap at sa pagsubok. Hindi pwedeng belong ka lang pag pabor sa'yo o pag-asa'yo yung spotlight tulad nung kaklasiko. Pero sa ibang mga bagay ay dead man na. Pwede ba sa magjowa kasama mo lang sa saya pero hindi sa hirap? Pwede bang hindi nagpapakita yung jowa mo pero once na nagpakita, kailangan manikluhod ka dun sa jowa mong ganon? Kaya nga, ilang beses, sa mga ilang preaching ko, like yung preaching ko nung 15th anniversary natin. Or 15, ako, hindi ko pala preaching. Nung 16th anniversary, wala pala ako dito nung 15, nasa Amerika ako. Nung 16th anniversary natin, the following year, palagi ko sinasabi, mga ilang beses, huwag natin iiwan o huwag nyo iiwan ang MCC. Ano man ang inyong maranasan, o ano man ang awayan, o ano man ang hindi pagkakaintindihan, huwag kang basta umalis dahil sa mga imperfections ng kapwa mo, MCC. Bakit? Perfect ka ba? Ikaw lang ang maganda? Nasa'yo lang ang corona? Huwag tayong umalis. Huwag tayong lumayas. Huwag niyo basta-basta sukuan ang MCC kasi wala kang ibang church community where you are embraced as LGBTQI plus and Christian and everything else than MCC. At walang ibang organisasyon na mas mapagpatawad. Hindi ko nga ba't alam kung yan ba ay minsan nakakainis na yan eh, yung part na kailangan mapagpatawa tayo kasi church tayo. Diba? Pero dapat, at chika ko yan, part yan ng chika dito. No? You are embraced. Out of all the other LGBT organizations and communities, may uniqueness ang MCC na hindi makikita mararanasan sa iba despite ng lahat ng nakakalokang ganap dito. Meron din siyang kasaysayan na malalim at malawak ang inuugat. And if you are here, if you choose to be here, you are part of that kasaysayan at ugat. Meron siyang purpose at misyon na mananatiling relevant sa mahaba-habang panahon. Long after I'm gone, the mission and purpose of MCC will still be relevant. We are also one of the long-standing organizations and community in the LGBT network here in Metro Manila. Maraming mga LGBT organizations from the 90s, wala na. MCC Manila, wala na nga eh. But MCC remains to be the long-standing organization. One of the long-standing organizations. While Open Table started in 2006, dahil MCC tayo, umuugat pa rin tayo sa pagsisimula ng MCC Manila noong 1991 at sa 1994 na kauna-unahang Pride March. So kung belong ka na dito or in the process of belonging, itodo mo na sis. Itodo na natin. If may mga katsakahan man that needs improvement, we put our energy and effort into improvement and growth and not pagtatarayan at paglayas. Usually naman, I've been in MCC for 12 years. For 12 years. Lahat ng mga nangyari, except for the 2012, lahat ng mga tarayan, pag-aawayan, paglalayasan, sabi ko nga, ilan doon valid naman. Valid naman yung concern hinanakit ng iba. Pero 90% of it, sa lahat ng naranasan ko sa 12 years, ay mga petty na mga bagay. Mga walang katuryang away. Sa totoo lang, mga bagay na pwedeng masolusyonan sa isang maayos na pakikipag-usap at pag-uunawaan. Pwede namang makapagpatawaran at magpasensyahan. Hindi kailangan magtarayan at maglayasan ng agad-agad. Belonging means presence and reliability. Belonging means we are part of each other's life here and now, despite the challenges of keeping the relationship. Dr. Brené Brown says, and I repeat again from last week, we want true belonging. Gusto natin ang belonging. But it takes tremendous courage to knowingly walk into hard moments. At kapatid ng reliability, ito na, accountability. Patapos na, kung mahaba yung sermon. Ang kapatid ng reliability ay accountability. Letter B-R-A, A, accountability. Brené Brown says, you own up to the mistakes and failures. You apologize and make amends. Kasi totoo rin naman na kahit gaano tayo ka-committed or ka-devoted sa ating mga karelasyon, you will still fail. You will still commit mistakes. Magkakasakitan pa rin ang mag-jowa. Magkakasakitan pa rin ang jowa. Yan man ay malaking issue or yan man ay petty issue. We still forget or become unaware of important things. And therefore, in those times, we fail. And when we fail, we apologize and make amends. Or we talk about it. We talk about it. And then we apologize and make amends. despite our best intentions and best practices, sometimes we will still step on the boundaries of each other. Mga oops moment. Diba? Nung nasa Amerika ako, nung wala ako dito, nasa Amerika ako, at ang may mga bagong bisita dito. May oops moment si Jack saka si Chris, di ba? Oops moment. Malala. Ha! Rar moment, di ba? Rar moment. The flip side is that we forgive. So, it goes two ways. Pag may nagkamali sa'yo, ay pag nagkamali ka, you own up to that. Nagkamali ka o nagkulang ka, you own up to that, you apologize, you make amends. Pag meron namang iba na nagkamali sa'yo o na-disappoint ka, you also have to forgive. To forgive, to talk. To understand. Or to clarify. Certain failures and mistakes do not make your loved one a bad person or an evil person. Mistakes do not make your loved one bad or evil. Certain failures and mistakes do not automatically make you bad or evil. Mistakes and failures of MCC over the years does not make MCC bad, evil, or invalid. Failing or committing a mistake is part of the human condition. It makes us human, and we continue to strive to become better. We wouldn't have lasted this long after all. MCC. Ang tunay na pagkakamali at pagkukulang, the true failure is when we give up on one another without even trying. When we fail to forgive and reconcile, when there is still reason and space to do so. Ang tunay na kasamaan, the true evil, is when you do not feel the need to be accountable and therefore do not need forgiveness and consequently unable to forgive others. The name Satan, yung salita, yung pangalan na Satanas, the name Satan means, ano ibig sabihin nun? Josh? Laking, ano? Laking simbahan? Satan means accuser. Satan means accuser. And evil, ang tunay na evil, is accusing everyone else except himself. Yun si Satan. Accusing everybody else except himself. And therefore, no need of forgiveness or to forgive. Ito na, tapos na. Belonging means holding ourselves and others accountable in love and with love. Accountability is a meaningful process of facing our differences, conflicts, imperfections, and imperfections. And because of that, it is one of the most important ways we keep our relationship. We uphold our belonging. You want to belong? You want to belong? Respect and honor and talk about boundaries. Be present. Be reliable. Do not be afraid. And do not run away from accountability. In the name of all that is holy and loving, may we all belong to ourselves and to one another and to the God who is always present with us. Amen.